As Benedict's reputation spread beyond shepherds to religious communities, his spiritual authority would be tested not by demons in the wilderness, but by those who had ostensibly dedicated their lives to God. When the abbot of a nearby monastery at Vicovaro died, the monks there approached Benedict with an unexpected request. They wanted this renowned holy man to become their leader. Despite his initial reluctance, Benedict eventually acquiesced to their persistent appeals, believing it might be divine providence calling him to a new phase of his spiritual journey. This transition from solitary contemplation to communal leadership quickly revealed a fundamental conflict. Benedict's understanding of monastic discipline clashed dramatically with the lax practices at Vicovaro. The monks had grown accustomed to comfortable interpretations of their religious vows, while Benedict insisted on genuine prayer, meaningful work, and true self-discipline, principles that these men had no intention of embracing. Unable to accept Benedict's leadership, the monks devised a sinister solution, and they prepared poisoned wine, and they presented it to Benedict during their communal meal. Following his custom, Benedict made the sign of the cross over the cup, which immediately shattered, spilling its deadly contents. The monks watched in horror as their murder plot was exposed through divine intervention.